is rising. Oh, people, our power is alive.
Hello, my name is Marlene. I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide.
We are wielding the blade of compassion. We slice through delusion, making way for the wisdom. We trust in our anger to guide us into action. Dancing in the ring of fire, we live in our passion. We live our passion.
Manifesting a paradigm of health, wellness, sustainability, peace, and freedom for all. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Vegan Nation has been on air since 2015. We are very fortunate to be joined by Charity Khan, a vegan musician in Oakland, California.
Now we sing the life in, so we can laugh and run again. So we can truly live again. We are unafraid and naked, standing in our power, claiming our seat in this urgent hour. The world needs our wisdom. The world needs our compassion.
We're hearing her song, Oh People.
The world needs our vision.
With her band,
and
The Invisible Bee. And she also has music for children, and that band is the same musicians, and that band is called Charity and the Jam Band.
Where is the most joy? Where is the highest good? Where is the sweet spot? The dignity you never lost. Nothing can malign it. Harm or undermine it. It is indestructible, and you are invincible. We are invincible. We are invincible.
Beloved community.
Hello.
Hi, Charity.
Hi, Marlene. I'm really glad to be here today. This is something I've been looking forward to. And I love your show, and I love what you do and how you highlight this deeply important issue and help people learn and grow. Thank you for everything you do.
Thank you very much, Charity. And I love everything you do, and with your band, Charity and the Jam Band.
That's right.
Yes, and congratulations on your new album, the Vegan Album.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, it's a very exciting time and a very exciting collection of songs, and I'm so thrilled to be able to put this music out in the world in service of all the animals and all the humans and our Mother Earth, and just kindness and compassion and generosity and all that good stuff.
Well, thank you. We're listening to Charity Khan via Skype in Oakland, California, the San Francisco Bay Area.
I've been doing this now, this jam stuff. It started when my oldest child, who's now about to turn 25, when he was about a year and a half old, I realized that I didn't want to be in the corporate world and technology, and I was a software engineer, mathematician by training, and I wanted to be more in the space of the child energy that he was so wonderful at engaging me in as a new mom. And I had always been a musician. I was raised by musicians, and, you know, I've always had that as my passion. And when I had my first child, I just started writing children's music and singing with, you know, with him and with his friends. And I realized, gosh, maybe I could make this my work, my life's work. So that's kind of where this JAM thing, which is actually an acronym for Joy and Music, that's where it began, was this desire I had to really get families together and sing and dance together and celebrate life and celebrate joy and community, build community through the vehicles of music and dance. So I developed a curriculum and a bunch of songs and started teaching out of my living room at the time, music and dance classes for little ones and their caregivers. And over time, I grew into a band, my jam band, and we perform concerts, and I also perform as a solo artist, and I just, you know, I teach and perform all over the San Francisco Bay Area and California.
Wonderful. And Charity, it's also very exciting and lovely that your husband, Darren Roven, is also the jam band.
He is. He is the guitarist for most of the music. Electric guitar is an amazing guitarist, and also the secret sauce. He's the engineer and producer on all of the albums that I create through Charity and the Jam Band, and also The Invisible Bee. So Darren's the one that rocks out on the guitar and also just makes everything sound so incredible. He's an incredible producer and recording engineer.
I also really like the song Peanut Butter and Jam.
Your raspberry, you're all that jazzberry. You got your blueberry, yo, what you gonna do, berry? You got your blackberry, you gotta bring it on back, berry.
Take it on back to peanut
butter and jam.
Your goose on the loose, berry. You got your boysenberry, your boys and girls and boysenberry. You got your lingonberry.
You gotta keep on singing a berry.
You got your salmonberry.
You gotta keep on jamming berry.
Jam, jam, jam. Yeah, I say jam, jam, jam. Jam, jam, jam. Yeah, I say jam, jam, jam.
Brazil nut, pistachio, but if you're asking me, the best nut for making butter is
L-M-N-O, peanut
butter and jam.
Peanut butter and jam.
Well, I'd love to hear about Jam Jam Jam, and I love your website also, jamjamjam.com.
Yeah, I started that website again over, oh gosh, almost 24 years ago now, back when URLs like that were still available. And the way that came about too is the very, very first song I ever wrote for children that was sort of to introduce my classes. We'd always did at the beginning of all the classes was the jam, jam, jam. Oh, yeah, I say jam, 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 that song. And it's kind of an invitation to get together in community and sing and dance. And so that phrase, jam, 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 was woven throughout all my music. And actually, for the hardcore diehard fans, they can go through my collection of 9 studio albums and various singles and find, I think, 7 or maybe even 8 songs that have that riff, that jam, jam, jam riff, hidden in the song. So there's a little homework for people.
That's cute.
Today, oh yeah, your sister's gonna jam today. I say,
jam, 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 jam.
I say,
jam, jam, jam,
jam. Who's gonna jam today? Oh yeah, your brother's gonna jam today. I say,
jam, 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 jam,
brother.
I say, jam, jam, jam,
brother. Who's gonna jam today? Oh yeah, the kids are gonna jam today.
Jam, 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 jam.
Who's gonna jam today? Oh yeah, everybody's gonna jam.
Everybody, everybody's gonna sing and dance. We're gonna move and groove. We're gonna laugh and love.
Yeah, I say chapter roll. That we're gonna get on down and
jam, jam, jam. Yeah, I say jam, jam, jam. Jam, jam, jam. Yeah, I say jam, jam, jam. Jam, jam, jam. Yeah, I say jam, jam, jam. Jam, jam, jam. Yeah, I say jam, jam, jam.
Tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue our conversation with Charity Khan of Charity and the Jam Band. Get your booty out of bed.
Time to wake up.
When your dreams are fleetly flitting and reality is
It's time to rally, rise and shine. Open up your sleepy mind. It's time to get your booty out of bed. Jump down, turn around, what I say. Shake those cobwebs out of your head. Get your booty out, get your booty out, get your booty out of bed. Jam, jam,
welcome back from the break. Thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene Narrow, in Worcester, Massachusetts. We're joined by Charity Khan. And let's hear about get your booty out of bed.
Let's wake up. Like, it's time to really wake up to what we're here to do on this planet, who we want to be in the world. Let's look at how we're participating in systems of oppression. I mean, I'm not actually saying those specific words in the song, but it is a call. It's, a lot of my music has sort of a double meaning, right? It's a fun, joyful kids song. And at the same time, it's encouraging us to really kind of awaken and grow into our best selves. So it's very funky tune. It's super fun to dance to. All of our songs have choreography, which we teach the kids at our concerts. And so it's a big mosh pit up front with everybody dancing. And so try to picture, you know, this song with a bunch of kids and grown-ups dancing and the band rocking out. Get your booty out of bed.
That's right. And I was surprised and very pleased to hear One Golden Bowl.
Yeah, as a starter to the Twinkle CD, the Lullaby CD, you know, I'm a meditator. I've been practicing meditation and studying the Dharma for probably two decades. And I use a mindfulness bowl with the children that I work with. We end every class, every session, every concert with the bell. And actually, Darren's son, where that name came from, One Golden Bowl, Darren's son, when he was very little, used to call the bell One Golden Bowl. And so we use that as the title for the introduction to the Lullaby CD, which is just the sound of one bowl ringing. And it gives children and their grown-ups a chance to pause, take a breath, and just bring ourselves into mindfulness, into presence, and just let everything rest for a moment.
Very nice. Charity is the founder of Charity and the Jam Band. Charity, thanks again so much for joining us on Vegan Nation. And I'd love to hear a little bit more about your history and also that of your vegan husband, Darren Roven.
Sure, Marlene. Well, like most people, I have, you know, a lot of past lives. I've done a lot of different things in my life. I was raised in a small town in Wisconsin by two musician piano teacher parents and had music as the core of my life. But I also loved mathematics and I loved writing. So I went off to, I left Wisconsin for California. I went to Stanford University and got my degree in mathematics after studying lots of different kinds of engineering and computer science, but sort of landed in mathematics and went on to be a math teacher at a secondary school, all the while writing music and playing a band. And then I took a year off and rock climbed all around the country, living in a VW van. That was pretty awesome. Came back and started working at a tech company called CNET, and was a software engineer and an educator. I wrote a column called Superscriptor, which was a the very beginning of the internet phenomenon, and I taught people how to write JavaScript. And that's when I had my first child and just really decided I wanted to do music. You know, music had always been the backbone, the core, the passion. I even wrote a book on math and music when I was in my 20s. So it wasn't out of left field. It was really, you know, something I'd always wanted to do. And kind of amazingly, having children was the thing that propelled me in that direction. And Darren, my vegan husband, he's an amazing recording engineer and producer. He's worked with so many different people over the years. Jim Campolongo, Bob Weir and Rat Dog, Mavis Staples, Taj Mahal, John Lee Hooker, Black Eyed Peas. I could go on and on. He works with a composer named Ed Bogus. He also does different types of work for Calm, the meditation app. He works helping with their sleep stories and their meditations. So not only is he an incredible guitarist, and that's what his degree is in, actually, is classical guitar. He's an incredible classical and rock guitarist, but he's really just a brilliant, he's got a brilliant ear and knows how to make music sound really good. And on top of that, he's vegan. So how lucky am I?
Lucky. Yeah. Very lucky.
Very lucky.
The cane or the coconut. You get the chocolate chips from the cacao bean. You get the walnuts and the cashews from the little nut tree. You get the flour from the wheat or something gluten free. You get the oil from the fat of those chubby bitches. Take a little chance, we're making harmless, human, compassionate, deliciously insane cookies. We'll make a homemade egg from a little ground flax. And then the mama hen doesn't even have to feel sad. We'll make our own yummy milk from seeds, legumes, nuts, or grains. And then the mama cow can keep her milk for her baby.
For the music, for the songs for Charity and the Jam Band, I write all that music and arrange it and play. I'm the piano player, synth player, sometimes acoustic guitar, ukulele, the flute. So this is a really huge, amazing creative outlet for me to really put both my musical, my love of music and my love of words together.
Bushes and the trees, and the sun and the rain, soil, air, and seeds. Oh, we're growing up food for all the people to eat. Yeah, we're growing up fruits and veggies you see. We're growing up food for everybody. We can grow enough plants for every cookie. Making cookies from plants. I do a little dance. We're making harmless, human, compassionate, delicious, and sweet.
It's exciting to hear about your concerts at libraries and also farmers markets.
Yes, Marlene, I love performing for children and families. Those libraries and the farmers markets and those types of concerts are really my favorites because everyone is welcome. They're inclusive, they're free, they're in public spaces. And I started performing in the libraries, I think in 2002. So we're going on 22 years now was my first concert at a library. They're just such joyful, wonderful events. And also the farmers markets where I, you know, just kind of show up and sing and play and the families arrive and we dance in the streets. It's my favorite thing to do. I love outdoor shows.
Yes. Oh, that's great. What additional messages do you have for our listeners?
Yeah, I really want people to check out the new album. It's called The Vegan Album. And while all of my music, all past albums have messages of kindness and compassion and community and earth care, this last album is really, as you can tell from the title, I went for it. It's songs about animal liberation. It's songs about animal care and, you know, even addressing concepts of, you know, speciesism from a child perspective. How do we talk about these issues? How do we open our minds to what's going on? And children have an innate sense of compassion and kindness. So I'm really just tapping into that with some serious songs, but also just the jam band fun. For example, one of the songs, Making Cookies from Plants. This rockin' silly fun tune about how we can, of course, make vegan plant-based cookies. So the whole album, 14 songs of really vegan joy. And honestly, it's not just for children. It's for all ages. It's for anybody who's vegan, pre-vegan, who cares about the earth, who cares about animals, and who wants a soundtrack to accompany this compassion and kindness so you don't feel so alone with it, so you feel supported. And you feel that joy of how this choice, this path, is pure celebration. And we're lucky to be able to make a choice multiple times every day with our food choices that's in the direction of kindness. So I really hope people will listen to the album. You can find it on all the streaming services. Just search Charity and the Jam Band, The Vegan Album. It's also on my website, jamjamjam.com. And I'm on social media everywhere. You can find me at Charity in the Jam Band. And I also have a YouTube channel. If you search on Charity in the Jam Band or Charity Khan, K-A-H-N, that will come up. I'd really love to hear from you. I'd love to make community with other people who are making music like this or who just want to connect. So I really hope anybody feel free to reach out anytime. My email is easy to remember, charity@jamjamjam.com.
Thank you, Charity. And this has been jamming to be with you and be connected with you. Jam, joy, and music.
Marlene, thank you so much. I'm thrilled to be on the show. I'm thrilled to be connected in this way with your listeners and with you. I'm so grateful for all the amazing work you do in the world. And thanks so much for your time. And I hope we talk again.
Me too. Thank you, sister.
Bye-bye. Take care.
Bye. Much thanks to our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene Narrow, in Worcester, Massachusetts. Please join us again next week at the same time. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. Wishing you a safe and pleasant day.